With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The United States is launching another round of airstrikes against Houthi terrorists in Yemen. Wednesday, U.S. officials announced the Navy used Tomahawk missiles to target 14 Houthi missile launchers. The strikes came just hours after the U.S. said it would redesignate the Houthis as an official terrorist group. This after the Biden administration removed them from the list that President Trump placed them on. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing off with Biden.
Speaker Johnson described the talks as productive.
We had a productive meeting, I think, House and Senate leaders. The president was very forthright. I told the president what I have been saying for many months, and that is that we must have change at the border.
The speaker noted that he articulated the executive actions President Biden has taken to create the chaos at the southern border.
We documented 64 instances where the president took executive action or his agencies took action to create the current catastrophe that we have at the border. It is a national security and a humanitarian catastrophe.
Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a pair of GOP senators introduced a bill to prohibit swatting in which people make false reports of a crime in progress, forcing a large police response.
The bill from Senators Tommy Tuberville and Rick Scott would put swatting under the federal criminal hoax statute with penalties of up to 20 years in prison. Senator Scott, himself a recent victim of swatting, told reporters, quote, "This is happening around the nation, not just to elected officials, but also to hundreds of Jewish institutions. It's sickening, dangerous, and we must stop it." Bob Agner reported.
A power line fell on a car in Portland, killing three people during an ice storm. Police say the deaths happened when the car's passengers got out of the vehicle and became charged with electricity. One of the victims was holding a baby in their arms at the time. The baby survived. This is SRN News. President Trump does well with Iowa evangelicals.
The former president was expected to do well with that demographic, but he exceeded expectations, according to caucus day polling. In fact, more evangelicals braved savage winter weather to cast their ballot for Mr. Trump than did so back in 2016. The results suggest that a lot of conservative Christians view Donald Trump as the only viable option to defeat Democrats in November and prevent the party from pursuing its cultural offensive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court's passed up a chance to intervene in the debate over bathrooms, rejecting an appeal from an Indiana public school district Tuesday. In the case the court rejected without comment, the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld an order giving girls access to boys' bathrooms. Federal appeals courts are divided over whether school policies barring males from using female restrooms or locker rooms violate federal law or the Constitution. This is SRN News. The slump continues on Wall Street.
Wall Street slipped again after a stronger-than-expected report on the economy weakened hopes that easier interest rates would arrive soon. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% Wednesday, its second straight drop. The Dow fell 94 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.6%. Rising yields in the bond market put pressure on stocks again. Yields climbed after a report showed that sales at U.S. retailers were stronger last month than economists had expected. That could keep upward pressure on inflation, which in turn could push the Federal Reserve to delay cutting interest rates. Seth Zutel, New York.
The aide who called 911 for Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on New Year's Day apparently asked the ambulance to be discreet because of a request from Austin's team to be subtle. The Pentagon's been criticized in light of Austin's secrecy over his condition and hospitalizations. More details at SRNnews.com.